Manny Garcia was surprised to learn that it was one of his photos that Shepard Fairey used as the basis of the image in Fairey's famous Obama poster with the word hope at the bottom. There's some dispute about which of Garcia's photos was used. What's not in dispute is that it was from a shoot in April 2006 at a National Press Club event with George Clooney about Darfur. Garcia is a photojournalist who has worked in war zones as well as Washington. When I spoke with Garcia yesterday, I played him a brief excerpt of the interview I recorded last month with Shepard Fairey. This was before it was revealed that the source material was a Garcia photo. I asked Fairey if he wanted to give a shout-out to the photographer whose image he used.
You know, I actually don't know who the photographer is. It was an Associated Press photo that I got off of Google, and I actually still don't know who took the photograph. They've never approached me. My illustration did stylize and idealize from the photo, and there were many other elements within the photo. And only one person in the entire time since I created the image a year ago has sent me the original and said, "This is where you got that illustration, isn't it?" So I'm glad the photographer didn't say, "Hey, I don't like that you're using this image." Maybe they're an Obama supporter, but I still don't know who it is. But whoever you are, thank you.
Okay, so that was Shepard Fairey, recorded in January. My guest, Manny Garcia, is the photographer who took the picture of Obama that Shepard Fairey used in his Obama Hope poster. Manny Garcia, welcome to Fresh Air. So you didn't know that it was your photograph until you were notified by a couple of people who were trying to track down whose photograph it was. You'd seen the poster, right?
Correct. I'd seen the poster.
And you didn't recognize that it was your photo?
Well, no. To answer the question, no, I didn't recognize that it was my photo. There was something about the poster. I'd seen it on the campaign. I had covered part of the campaign. I'd been, with every person that had run for the office I had been with for that 22-month period. And it was, last year when the poster came out, I noticed it, and I noticed there was something about it, but there was, I didn't know it was mine.
And what was your reaction when you found out it was yours?
Initially, when I found out, I was disappointed in the fact that, someone was able to go onto the internet and take something that doesn't belong to them and then use it. I think that part of this whole story is crucial for people to understand, that simply because it's on the internet doesn't mean it's free for the taking. And just because you can take it doesn't mean it belongs to you.
One of Shepard Fairey's points is that his use of your image transformed your image. And you said you didn't even recognize that it was your photo that Shepard Fairey used, which I suppose is an argument that he succeeded in transforming your image. So if he takes freely your image and transforms it to the point where you don't even recognize it, is that more justified to you, do you think? Because you're saying just because it's free and on the internet doesn't mean it's for the taking. So if it's transformed, does that change things?
Terry, you have to understand, as a freelance photographer, on that one particular day alone, I must have made 1,000 images. And that was a relatively light day, April the 27th. In the normal course of business, we make a lot of photographs in a year. I don't remember every single photograph that I make. And for example, today I was at the White House working. I may have made 100 images in, less than 20 minutes. I may have filed of that, I may have filed maybe 5. And I'll go to the next assignment probably 3 or 4 hours after that, and I'll do it again. And in the course of a day, I can do that maybe 1,200 images. That doesn't mean that the 5 that I filed from the first assignment and or the 15 over the 3 assignments in one day, that all the others don't mean anything, and that the 15 that I made, just because they're on the internet, have no value. Quite the contrary, they have a lot of value.
The Obama poster is supposed to show Obama as a person revealing in his expression wisdom, vision, leadership. Do you remember the day back in 2006 in April when Sam Brownback was at the National Press Club talking about Darfur and you photographed Obama listening to him? Do you remember?
Yes, it was.
And do you remember the expression on Obama's face and what you thought he was thinking?
Well, the assignment was to cover George Clooney.
Oh.
Because Mr. Clooney, the actor, was at the press club giving a presser along with his father, and they wanted to talk about their recent trip into Darfur, how they had flown in on a small plane, gone into a camp, and collected some video and some stills, and then they wanted to show the world what they had seen in hopes of bringing attention to human rights and the situation in Darfur. Now, along with that, there were two senators, Sam Brownback and Senator Barack Obama. The image I made, I worked that entire assignment. Now, there must be about maybe, I don't know, 160, 65 images. It's a presser. And it was at the press club, and there's nothing glorious about this room. It's a very tiny, cramped room. We were crammed in there, and I'm literally on my knees in front of the table. And Mr. Clooney's on the left. Senator Obama was dead center, and Senator Brownback was off to the right. There were basically three images that were filed, or four. Senator Obama is looking at and listening to Senator Brownback speak about the situation of human rights in Darfur. I'm on my knees. I'm down low, and I'm just trying to make a nice, clean headshot. And I'm waiting. I'm looking at the eyes. I'm sure there's focus, and I want the background to be a little bit soft. I want a shallow depth of field. I'm looking. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for him to turn his head a little bit. I'm just patiently making a few pictures here and there. And I'm just looking for a moment when I think is right. And I'm taking some images as I'm going along. And then it happened. Boom. I was there. I was ready.
There's a dispute not only between Shepard Fairey and the Associated Press. There's a dispute, I think, between you and the Associated Press. You claim that you were working as a freelancer at the time. And,
yes.
And that you own the rights to the photo. The Associated Press claims that they own the rights to the photo. And they're the ones who are being sued by Shepard Fairey. So what's your disagreement with the Associated Press? Could you talk about that?
I can talk about it briefly, in that you're correct in what you've said. Basically, I'm a freelance photographer. I've always been a freelancer. And I do this to support my financial needs, to pay my bills, the mortgage. I do this for a living. And the dispute I have with AP and AP has with me, the Associated Press has with me, is coming down to whether or not there was a contract or what kind of contract. Since I had never been a freelancer for the Associated Press prior to working with them on this, I don't have that freelance photographer's agreement.
No. Are copies of your original photograph now being sold, and are they making money? Are they earning?
Yes,
for you?
copies of the of my photograph are being sold by the Danziger Projects in New York City. James Danziger is the owner, and yes, they are requesting a handsome sum for a signed print, so.
And you get that money, I hope, or at least a large percentage of it.
I don't know how the distribution, that's in dispute as well, as far as the distribution of the funds. You know, typically the gallery would get 50% on any kind of piece of artwork, whether it's a photograph or a painting or a watercolor, whatever. whatever the medium is, the gallery always gets 50%, and the remaining 50% typically goes to the artist. But in this case, because the copyright is in dispute between myself and the Associated Press, that remaining 50% of monies is sort of, I guess it's going to be in escrow.
Right. Sounds complicated.
It is.
Manny Garcia, thank you so much for talking with us.
Terry, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Photojournalist Manny Garcia. The Associated Press sent us a statement regarding Garcia's claim of ownership of the Obama photo. It reads, Manny Garcia was clearly employed by AP when he took the photograph, and the photograph is clearly the property of the Associated Press. Shortly after I recorded the interview with Garcia yesterday, he was notified by the National Portrait Gallery that they would like to hang a signed copy of Garcia's Obama portrait next to Shepard Fairey's Obama poster, which is already in the gallery.